With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. After more than a century of decline, the harvest of oysters from the Chesapeake Bay has quadrupled over the last 4 years. Mike Naylor is director of the Shellfish Program at the Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
Our oyster harvest last year was about 433,000 bushels, and that's pretty remarkable when you consider that a decade ago, in 2004, the harvest was only 26,000 bushels.
The increase is good news for watermen. But removing more oysters from the bay is not good for the health of the bay itself. Overharvesting was a major cause of the catastrophic decline in the Chesapeake Bay's keystone species. Oyster populations plummeted to about a third of 1% of their historic levels by the year 2010. Since then, however, scientific surveys have suggested that oyster populations, not just oyster harvests, have been rising. This is in part because, 4 years ago, Maryland created sanctuaries to prohibit the removal of the shellfish from 24% of the bay's remaining oyster reefs.
The grand experiment that we're doing right now is we've closed 24% of our oyster grounds to all harvest, and we've left the other 76% open. And we are directly measuring populations in both areas and watching how they change over time to determine whether significant gains in population are realized by removing harvest.
Another reason for the oyster population increase is that parasitic diseases called MSX and Dermo that ravaged the bay's oysters in the 1980s and 90s are no longer causing as much harm, apparently because the oysters are evolving resistance to the diseases. Good weather conditions could also be a cause of the oysters' increased tolerance for disease, and good weather can change. Because oysters are still at risk and far below target levels set by scientists, state and federal agencies are planting hundreds of millions of young oysters in the new protected areas of the bay. Some biologists argue that more sanctuaries and catch restrictions, or even a temporary ban on all harvesting, might be necessary to really bring back the ecologically important species. Donald Bosch is president of the University of Maryland Center for Environmental Science. He said a temporary ban on the harvest of oysters should be considered as a way to encourage watermen to switch from their old-fashioned hunter-gatherer methods to modern oyster farming and aquaculture, which is more sustainable.
We're the last place on this earth. Think of that, the last place on earth that's trying to cling on to an oyster fishery. Public oyster fishery. Every place else has depleted their oyster resources to the point where they've gone to aquaculture almost exclusively.
The number of oyster farms in Maryland's section of the bay has increased in recent years, but they still produce only a tiny fraction of the wild oysters dredged up by watermen. Ben Parks harvests oysters on the eastern shore. He said a moratorium would have a devastating economic chain reaction in local fishing communities.
I hate to think that we would ever put anybody out of business with a moratorium on oysters. It's not just the waterman that's affected by it when you put somebody out of business.
The wild oyster harvesting industry still means an average income of about $14,000 a year each for Maryland's 1,100 remaining oystermen. The apparent success of the state's new oyster sanctuaries, perhaps coupled with good luck and good weather conditions, may be a sign that these watermen have a chance of surviving and even evolving just like the oysters. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.